I trust in God wherever I may be. Upon the land or under a rolling sea, for come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me.
I trust in God, I know He cares for me, He cares for me. On mountain bleak, the stormy sea, the stormy sea, billows roll, the billows roll. He keeps my soul, my heavenly Father watches over me, over me.
He makes the roads and hope your trouble is scared. Guides the hills to the pathless end, and surely He remembers me. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God.
I trust in God. I know He cares for me. He cares for me.
let's close our eyes as we raise up our two hands and sing this song loud and clear. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name,
oh Lord.
How excellent is your name.
How excellent
is your name. How excellent is your name,
oh Lord.
How marvelous, how marvelous is your name, oh Lord. How marvelous, how
marvelous is your name, oh Lord. How marvelous is your name.
How marvelous is your name. How marvelous
is your name,
oh Lord. Hallelujah!
How marvelous is your name.
How marvelous is your name.
How marvelous is your name, oh Lord.
How beautiful,
how beautiful is your name, oh Lord.
How beautiful,
how beautiful is your name, oh Lord.
How beautiful,
how beautiful is your name. How beautiful is your name. How beautiful is your name,
oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
How beautiful is your name, oh Lord.
Our Father
who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name.
Sing it loud and clear.
In heaven,
oh, yes.
Amen. Hallowed be thy name.
Our Father
who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name.
Oh, your man, my dear,
Mama Diri Di, oh your
Mama Diri Di, Ineke,
Mama Diri Di,
oh your Mama. Mama dirigi chineke, mama dirigi oyoma.
Mama dirigi,
oh yes,
chineke, mama dirigi oyoma.
Say glorify, say glory song, say glory holy. Now and evermore, thank glory, Father, thank glory, Son, hallelujah, thank glory,
Holy Ghost, now and evermore.
Father, we thank you for this prayer, and we praise your holy name for bringing us here. You are the mighty man of war. You have never failed. You will never fail. Thank you, Lord, for the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the victory that was won on Calvary. Thank you for your power, which is the everlasting power. And thank you for your grace, which is more than sufficient. Thank you for protection. Thank you for what you have been doing at these prayer and programs. Thank you for what you are going to do here today. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We're gathered before you here today, waiting and expecting to be blessed. Let your blessing, which no man can contest, overshadow our lives in the name of Jesus. Everyone who has presented at this prayer in this last one in the year, cause it to happen that they will be in the center part of the flow of your power. Meet everybody at the point of their need. Let each person hearing the sound of my voice now be candidates of uncommon miracles. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Remain standing where you are. Keep your eyes closed. Concentrate on Jesus. Behold him who was crucified at the cross. Behold that blood flowing down upon your head to sanctify, to deliver, to uproot plantation, and to bring favor. Silence now, beloved. That's right. Father, as many people as are gathered here now, and there is any power, any force, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, contesting with the destiny of such persons, Lord, locate them where they are. Lay your hands, your own personal hands upon them, and cause your deliverance power to begin to take place. In the name of Jesus. Let there be silence now. What I said just now has started to happen. When God appears at your battlefront, then the battle is over. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Every yoke of long years, they have been broken now. Every stubborn spirit following anyone here to scatter what they do, that spirit is being separated from your body now. That's the power of God coming upon you again. Thank you, Jesus. You will shout this prayer loud and clear before you sit down. Pray it at the top of your voice. It is a fire prayer. It is a favor prayer. It is a deliverance prayer. Say this the way I'm going to shout my own. Fire! dropped man from heaven. Appear in my fire. When the fourth man appeared in the fire of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fire became air conditioner and could not burn them. Can you say it loud and clear? I want your emphasis to be on appear. Can you shout it again loud and clear? Say it again loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Let the first man appear in the fire. Let him appear. He must appear in the fire. He must appear in your fire. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. And a louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. The weapon of holy madness. The weapon of holy madness. Sisters, what did I say? And brothers, the weapon of holy madness. In Psalm 76, verse 10. Psalm 76, verse 10. The weapon of holy madness. Psalm 76, verse 10. Surely, he says, the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath thou shalt restrain. Surely, the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of that wrath shalt thou restrain. Straight away, there is something known as the wrath of man. Straight away, you consider there is a situation where that human anger can actually glorify God. Straight away, you consider the wrath of man can cause the Lord to be praised, if it is well teleguided. But that anger that is not holy, that cannot praise God, the Bible says you should be restrained. Keep it aside. There is always vacancy in heaven for mad prophets. Heaven is looking for people like that. People who operate in a way that people say, no, this is crazy. And if somebody looks at you and says you are a mad person because of your faith, then you are in very good company. Because your master Jesus was called a madman. They call Apostle Paul too a madman. In fact, until you get to that level where some people will look at you and shake their heads and say, this is a fanatic, this is a madman, you have not started at all. That is why some things that God does to a normal human being is like madness. When you say to be mad, what do you mean? It means to be rash, to be reckless, to have unusual zeal. Madness means fanaticism, something that intoxicates, over enthusiasm, senseless folly, completely irrational thinking, rage, violence, fury. All this can mean madness. John chapter 10 verse 20. They called Jesus a madman too. John 10:20. Look at it well. So if they are calling you a fanatic, you're in the right company. They said it to your master too. John 10:20. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? 10:20. Many of them said, many, not one person, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? That was Jesus. In Acts of Apostles chapter 26, I read from verse 24. Acts 26, from verse 24. A weapon of holy madness. Acts 26 from verse 24. And as he does speak for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. There is vacancy in heaven for mad prophets. In the kingdom of heaven, violence is allowed. It says, right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent ticketed by force. When you have enemies that bite without remnant, when you have enemies who have vowed that until they get rid of you, they will not rest, when you have enemies who have formed covenants that let's drink each other's blood so that we can go and defeat and eliminate such and so person, when you have enemies that are threatening your existence, then you get mad at them. You get mad at them. If you do not get mad at them, the person will be wasted. I pray that anyone here today that the enemy wants to waste, you shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are seated this morning, receive power to waste your wasters. Receive the power. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's what they say. If you want to win anything, you want to win a race, you want to win yourself, you want to win your life, a little bit of madness is necessary. A little bit of madness is necessary. And if you don't do this, the enemy will waste the destiny of the person. When I was a young Christian many years ago, let me tell you a little bit about how I learned warfare. I was in the secondary school. And that day I was sitting on my own. I was sitting trying to read a book. And somebody was passing by. And she shouted, Daniel, come. This fry pan on the fire, this fry pan that we are using to boil oil has caught fire. Come and help us to remove it from the fire. And I stood up from where I was, ran to the fry pan on the fire. I stood by the door mouth of the kitchen. I had not entered, and I was not sleeping. All of a sudden, before my eyes, I saw the oil boiling in the fry pan. It rose up like a ball of fire. And it changed direction, right angle. As if somebody threw it like a ball. And it was coming towards me. And I found that I could not run. Bam! The oil fell on my leg. And my leg began to roast. I started shouting, My leg! Meanwhile, the lady that called me disappeared. Three men came. And they said, oh, what do we do? The first man said, let us put ice water. They said, no, it's not ice water. It's not good. And the man said, let us put Ogi. Let's put Ogi. I said, no, Ogi is not good. Ogi is not good. He thought, was okay, let's crack eggs and put eggs. Then they said, no, not eggs. So they were arguing. Egg, water, Ogi. Egg, water, Ogi. Egg, water, Ogi. Meanwhile, my leg was roasting. So I started begging. I said, please agree on something. Agree. This leg, agree on something. They now agreed on ice water. They poured it on that leg. Leg got swollen. And I began to receive treatment. I couldn't go to school anymore. The leg could not enter any shoe. I was like that. I sat at home for a long time. And the final exam was getting close. So I sat home for months. The exam was coming close. Because I didn't want to miss the examination, I forced myself to go back to school. One leg in a shoe, the other one I was dragging along. One leg on the ground, the floor, one in a shoe. And I got to school. That time they were just releasing results of some students who did some examination. One of the students staying at the notice board, looking at the results. Then they rang the bell, I wish you enter into the classroom. And normally when the bell is jingled like that, you have to run to your class. If you don't run, there is a man they call cane master, who will cane you back to your classroom. So they jingle the bell, you go in. But because I went to school with 1.5 legs, I was not as fast as the other boys. And the cane master started coming. He didn't see my leg. He thought I was making younger. He was coming. I tried to run. And I slipped. Fell down. Broke my hand again. So they rushed me from school to Bobby. I hope you listen to me. So I had a roasted leg and a broken hand. When I got home that day, my parents saw me with the POP on my hand. They were shocked. They said, "Are you going to school with only bad leg? Now you came back with bad hand too." It was on the bed that night that I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. Said, "Son, you are going to that your church to dance. They have not taught you how to fight. Can't you see that some powers don't want you to take your examination? If you don't fight them, they will waste you." It was on that bed. Not from any pastor, not from any preacher. It was that bed. I started to learn warfare. And I was able to fight myself out of this. And sat for my examination. And to the glory of God, it was the best result in the whole school that year. But if I had offered no fight, perhaps you not find me standing before you talking here today. If you want to win anything, a race, or you want to overcome something, a little bit of madness is necessary. I remember today the story of Irawo, and it's always sad when I remember that fellow. He was in my primary school in those days, extremely brilliant. The day Irawo was born, native doctors from surrounding villages, they came to the place where he was born. They came to the maternity room, and this old man with gray hair, they prostrated. The mother of the baby was embarrassed. "Said, Baba, why are you prostrating for this small boy?" They said, "No, we were told by our oracle that one boy is being born, and that boy will be the greatest in this place, and he will bring glory to this town. That's why we've come to pay homage to him." And right from that time, Irawo was a brilliant person. From primary one, his lowest mark that I can remember in any subject was 96%. Irawo is so good that if you say out of 4 mathematical sums, answer 3. Irawo will answer 3. Then the extra one, he will answer it in the margin. So that you know that he knows everything. He was that bright. Our school is surrounded by a wall. Behind that wall was a quicksand. The kind of sand, if you get in, that's it, the person just goes down. And even if you try to rescue the person, you yourself will sink. Only God knew how Irawo got to the quicksand. The last thing they saw was his head going down. Irawo sank in the daylight inside the quicksand. Nobody could even retrieve Irawo for burial. They gave him the name Irawo because Irawo meant star, somebody that shines. That was how Irawo was wasted. Can you raise up your right hand with holy anger and shout this louder than anyone around you? Any power assigned to waste my destiny, you are a liar. Death! In the name of Jesus, there is somebody who needs to cry to the heavens here today. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The anger with which you prayed now, you should pray like that sevenfold very soon when we start. And you see what will happen. When you get mad at your present state, change will happen. Some disagree with their present state, but they are not mad with it yet. If you do not like where you are and you don't hate it, nothing will happen. Changes will not happen unless you get really, really mad in the spiritual realm. Because sometimes when there is no war, there is no peace. But when an enemy comes against you and you beat the enemy down, said next time you come here, you suffer more casualty. Then the enemy runs away. Sometimes when there is no war, there is no peace. We read the story of when the Roman soldiers invaded Britain for the first time. They came in ships and boats. And the British knew they were coming. So they waited for them. They were on the water. These British people were on the land. They came in their ship and boats. To the amazement of the British soldiers, immediately the Roman soldiers jumped down from their ship into the beach. They set their boats and ships ablaze. That is, forward ever, backward never. That it is a do or die affair. And they defeated the British soldiers and took over. Those men, it's madness. They set fire on the boats that brought them. To be mad is to exhibit certain traits of abnormality. To be mad is to exhibit some unreasonable enthusiasm. To be mad is to behave in a way that a normal man would describe as stupid, foolish, and unbecoming. That's what is called madness. God may inspire you to do certain things that may look abnormal and unthinkable. Like that woman at the prayer meeting, and they gave a word of knowledge that behold, there is a woman there with cancer. Speak to your mountain now. Are you not going with the cancer? And this woman stood up and converted her hand to a sword. Say, you cancer, I cut you to pieces. 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 And they tried to hold her, they could not. After that cutting exercise, by the time she opened her eyes, cancer was gone. Your angel of blessing could just be waiting for you to display a fit of spiritual anger, a fit of spiritual madness, in order for the promise of God to manifest in your life. This is a very, very serious matter. And I want you to understand this very, very well. A man or woman acting under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost may be judged to be mad or to be insane. Only madness does unusual things and believes abnormal things. Look at those people who came to bring that man to Jesus, the paralytic man. When they couldn't find a way to pass through the door, they tore the roof. They tore the roof. It's unusual, but they did it. Only madness takes risk and damns the consequences. Only madness utters strange and unbelievable things. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Jesus spoke to fever. Jesus spoke to storms. Jesus spoke to inanimate objects. When people see you talking to what does not talk, they may say, people have become mad. Only madness is immune to mockery. They're laughing at you. Only madness is immune to that. Only madness will attack what people cannot see. Only madness exercises what you call righteous anger. And I tell you something today, anger becomes a blessing when it makes you to destroy chains and affliction. Anger becomes a blessing when it dissolves the mockery of man. Anger becomes a blessing when it produces a positive change. Like Jesus got angry and began to cleanse the temple. Anger becomes a blessing when you use this to resist temptation and evil. If the enemy has stolen from you, beloved, recovery is by force. By force. Moses stood before Pharaoh and he took ashes. Blew the ashes to the atmosphere. Madness. And that thing that he did just became boils in the bodies of magicians. Madness. David stood before Goliath. He had just stones to face the giant. Madness. That prophet stood before the altar and he disregarded all those who were standing by. He spoke to the altar and the altar listened to the voice of the prophet. Madness. Elijah did what no man had done before. He said, call on the name of the Lord your God. I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answered by fire. Let him be God. Before that time, nobody has sprayed fire down from heaven before. Elijah was the first prophet to do that. You need to exhibit only madness today. Only madness. And you see what will happen. If you want to exercise only madness, the first thing is that you must surrender your life to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. Next thing is violent faith. Third thing is violent cry. Fourth thing is violent prayer. Fifth thing is violent determination. Sixth thing is violent desperation. And the seventh thing is violent praises. Why do you need to exhibit holy madness today? Why do you need to lose your temper with your spiritual enemies? Who is really the enemy? The enemy is any power, any spirit, any force, any personality working against the fulfillment of your destiny as the enemy. The enemy is any power sabotaging the program of God for your life. The enemy is any power that hates your desire to increase. The enemy is any power unhappy over your progress. The enemy is any power strengthening what God is trying to remove from your life. The enemy is any power increasing doubt and killing your faith. The enemy is that evil foundation laid for you by your ancestors. The enemy is the snare prepared by the enemy to cage you. The enemy is anything that says this is how far you can go, you can't go further. You need to lose your temper against the enemy. Try and read your Bible well. A lot of people read the Bible upside down. And they criticize what they just do not know. I want you to read your Bible very thoroughly. The Bible says, pray for your enemies and bless those that persecute you. The kind of enemies the Bible says you pray for and bless are those ones who do not know what they are doing. Jesus looked at those people who were saying, crucify him, crucify him. And I said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they are doing. But when an enemy knows what he is doing and is out to destroy, you also use your most potent weapon. A woman got to work one day. She worked in the bank. And that day she's a believer. She doesn't believe in fire prayers. She believes mountain of fire is too aggressive. And this thing is not this hard now. That's her faith. That's what she was taught in her church. So she got to her seat that day. As her practice would be, she sat down to pray. And the Holy Spirit says, daughter, look under your chair. And she has never had that kind of voice before. He looked under the chair. And behold, there was a phylactery, tira. They used sellotape to fix the tira under her seat. She was alarmed. She now took the chair. Because she couldn't touch the thing, she was banging the chair on the ground so the thing would fall down. Eventually, the messenger helped her to take the thing away. Within 1 hour that she was on that seat, police has moved him from Alagba. And there is a fraud in this bank. And the thing passed through your table. And they arrested her. Arrested 3 other people. She started crying in the police vehicle. At my father. Nobody in my family has ever entered police cell. I've never even been to a police station before in my life. What kind of problem is this one now? I don't know anything about this check. They took them away. They kept them that day, released them on bail. Was then our father brought her to me. I said, okay. there is war against you now. Take these prayers. Go and pray these prayers. The prayer that I gave to her that day, I remember it very well, is releasing confusion into the camp of the enemy. She said, thank you, sir. Took the prayer away. She did not pray them. Said they were too aggressive. They were unkind. They didn't show love. Because the Bible says, love your neighbors as yourself. The problem got worse. Really, really terrible. And she found out she may get into jail. She came back. I said, you did not pray your prayers. I said, yes, sir. I said, but this is not what the Bible says. Pray. You are not supposed to pray against enemies. You are supposed to bless them. And I said, okay, no problem. Do you have a Bible in your hand? Say yes. Say, open to Acts chapter 13. She opened to the place. She read the story of Paul trying to preach to somebody. And bad Jesus was disturbing Paul. And Paul faced by Jesus. Say, thou son of the devil, thou enemy of righteousness, will you not stop perverting the righteous will of the Lord? Say, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind. Thank God he said, for a season. If possible, forever. That's it. Say, for a season. The Bible says, immediately, mist and darkness fell upon him. And he went about seeking somebody to lead him by the hand. So when the person Paul was preaching to saw that demonstration of power, the Bible says he was astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. The doctrine of the Lord. So getting an enemy blind is a doctrine of the Lord. So she read the story. I said, my sister, who was it there that commanded blindness on this man? I said, Paul. Okay. Now take the same Bible. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where that beautiful chapter on love is written. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have no charity, I'm nothing. Though I have all understanding, I understand all mystery and have all faith so that I can move mountains and I have no love, it profited me nothing. I said, who wrote that powerful chapter on love? The woman said, Paul. Okay. So it's Paul that commanded blindness on somebody now. Same Paul wrote the chapter on love. Is making a person blind love? Say no. Say, sir, I get your point. She now went home and started the prayer. And very quickly the person who did the fraud came to confess. Spiritual warfare is needed to possess your possession. Spiritual madness is needed to release what you are from the hand of the enemy. The seven prayers I want you to pray here right now. Pray them as if it's the final prayer point you need to pray. Pray them with boiling anger. Pray them with the spirit of enough is enough. And then you see what the Lord will do for you. Even before this year runs to an end. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. Someone is in this meeting today. If you exhibit sufficient righteous anger and only madness, the Lord said, I should tell you, that which has held you down for 22 years shall be broken instantly. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, don't waste time. You can't command the power of God into a situation when you are still not of God. So right there where you are, where all eyes are closed, say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I too want to lose my spiritual temper. Find a way quickly to the altar. Just leave your seat. Find a way quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here.
It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. Border pure in heart, it's a highway to heaven. I am walking on the King's highway. Pure and I, oh, it's
so always.
Okay. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life, just bow down your head and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name, amen. To say that short prayer with me, I congratulate you. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for this, your children. Lord, continue to lay your hands upon them. Move them from strength to strength and from glory to glory. And lay your hands upon their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front, open your eyes, look at us here at the front. You've taken the most important decision in life. And I congratulate you. Please just follow this pastor for a few minutes. Look at him over there, then you can join us later. God bless you. You can join us later. God bless you as you do so. The rest of us, let's remain standing on our feet. The first thing I'd like you to do now is this. Talk to the Lord. Any sin that will make the enemy to resist my voice, forgive me, O Lord. Talk to the Lord now. Amen. Now, right there where you are, before we go into our seven prayers, which I want you to pray the way you've never prayed before, with holy anger. I want you, with your own mouth, to lay your petition before the Lord. Lay your own petition before the Lord. What you want is intervention on areas where you want him to intervene. You talk to him yourself. Be specific. Be specific. Pray specifically now for yourself. Amen. How many prayers are we praying? How many? Pray these seven prayers with all your strength, with all your power, with everything in you. Lose your temper against the enemy now. Lose your temper against them. So that they don't harbor your breakthrough and hang it away. So they don't steal from you and take away your blessings. Remember, we have a very stubborn enemy. An enemy that does not want to let go. And this is not a day to negotiate. This is not a day to pray as if you don't mean what you are saying. This is a day for strong prayer. Can I hear the sister saying this after me? Every power assigned to bring me sorrow. Sisters, can I hear you shouting it again? Is that the loudest sisters can shout this prayer? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together now. God! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Every power sent to bring me sorrow. You are a liar. God! Yes. Say it, say it. If the assignment is to bring me sorrow, they cannot continue. Yes, yes. The power of God. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. That's the power of God coming upon that person over there. Jesus, then we pray. Masekatonda ya boshenda. Look at what is happening now. That's right. This is number two now. We're making good progress. Strong man! Assigned to waste my life. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masekateya boshendera bokopola baraba. Yes, strong man. Assigned to waste my life. Da! 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 Strong man assigned to waste my life. Aha! 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 Jesus' name we pray. Ah, yes. I wish you could see what is happening now. Arrows of untimely death. This is number three now. Which I want you to lose your temper as you pray. Arrows of untimely death. Backfire. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Jesus, let your power begin to move, 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 move. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Don't be afraid. In Jesus' name we pray. Making good progress. Making good progress. Many things are happening in the midst now. Many yokes have been broken. This is number four now. This is number four. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This number four prayer will bring such mighty testimonies to every power backing my failure. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Bakate sepela. Rapoli katanda, dene kapenda kaya boshanta, barika sependa kaya boshanta. The power's back in my failure. Yeah! In Jesus' name we pray. Three more prayers, beloved. Yes. As you pray this number five prayer, if you are in this meeting now, in your family, you know there is strong presence of witchcraft. Find a way to the altar and bear your knees. As you pray this number five prayer, pray the way you have never prayed before. Pray with fire and with thunder. Pray with the spirit of enough is enough. Pray with fire and with power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So every power of witchcraft tormenting my life. Can you shout this loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout this prayer? Is that the loudest? Can you shout it even louder than that? In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Aha! Father, every witchcraft plantation in any life that the enemy is using to torment their lives, you plantation of witchcraft, come out of the head, come out of the eyes, come out of the chest, come out of the breast, come out of the stomach, come out of the womb, come out of the legs, in the name of Jesus. Silence now, because it's happening. Aha. You can't stay. Be released from their grip. Be released from their power. Be released from their agenda. Father, I commit these people at the altar unto your holy hands. Beginning from today, every attack of witchcraft against your life is buried completely. It's buried. 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 In the name of Jesus. As from today, these powers you are seeing, you shall see them no more. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has done wonders in your life here today. Thank you, Jesus. 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 That wonderful name,
Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know.
That wonderful name.
That wonderful name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That wonderful name,
oh, yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no
that wonderful name.
That wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That wonderful name. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That wonderful name. Jesus. There is no
poison in my body. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Begin to kill every poison in the body. Yes. Jesus' name we pray. Final one. Ancient gates blocking my inheritance. Can you shout that loud and clear? Break! In the name of Jesus, deal with the ancient gates. Break. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank the Lord for answering those seven prayers. Let's thank you for answering those seven prayers. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Amen. Now pick any song of praises in your own mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship.